This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A former legislator and political scientist hails Jeffrey Bostick's nomination for president of Barbados. Barbados Business rolls out new customer service systems to cut wait times. CIBC relaunches Unsung Heroes program and rewards Barbadians for community service. And the international community has condemned the latest massacre in Haiti. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Political scientist Devron Bruce expressed surprise at government's pick for the country's next head of state, although he hails retired Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bostick's ascension to the highest office of the land. Speaking with Starcom Network News moments after Deputy Speaker Neil Rowe made the announcement in the House, Mr. Bruce said his surprise came as Bostick was not among the names circulating in the public domain.
I would first congratulate him for being the second president of our republic. I was certainly not expecting that name given the others I've heard floating around, but certainly an individual who has distinguished himself within the political sphere for some time, and I think it's quite frankly a circumstance where I think all Barbadians would congratulate him for his elevation as the new president of Barbados. So congrats to him.
Although Mr. Bostick has a political background, Bruce thinks the former government minister will carry out his new role with distinction.
Generally, we would have assumed that the presidency would be one that is apolitical. So to have, in essence, sitting and be a member of a political party elevated to that level is an interesting one. But Mr. Bostick is not an individual who has presented himself in any overly partisan or divisive way. Are there alternatives? I am sure alternatives exist, but the mere fact that you have the president, or rather the prime minister, and the opposition leader signing off on this matter shows that they obviously see Mr. Bostick, and no, President Bostick, as an individual who can straddle that position in a way that is dignified and one that would not bring any real partisanship to the position, I would assume.
Political scientist Devron Bruce and former opposition leader Bishop Joseph Atherley also welcomed his former parliamentary colleague's new appointment.
That I have very high regard for Jeffrey Bostick. I knew him, of course, when he and I both had a parliamentary life together. I always respected him in terms of his official role. I certainly regarded him very highly for the way he conducted himself during the COVID crisis. On a very personal level, we always got along well. We shared some confidences over time. I think he is respected largely in Barbados. I think his sense of discipline and the way he reflected that discipline in whatever he did is highly commendable. I don't know of anything that, in my view, would disqualify him from being the president of Barbados.
Former opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Atherley. The Barbados Police Service Serious Organized Crime Unit has arrested and formally charged 59-year-old Clyde Christopher Hudson of Harris Road, Mount Hill, St. George, for possession of a firearm without a valid license on September 14th. Hudson is scheduled to appear in the District B Magistrates Court today. Business Barbados is introducing new customer service systems since its transition from the Corporate Affairs and Intellectual Property Office, or CAIPO. Speaking at a town hall meeting yesterday at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center, Customer Success Manager Sonia Marville Carter said the agency will soon launch a digital appointment system aimed at reducing wait times and streamlining services. She explained that the move is part of an effort to ensure smoother interactions for businesses and individuals.
One of the things that we're looking to implement, and as quickly as next week, this is an appointment system. Now, the appointment system will address some of the time that you're waiting. Understand where the appointment system will help, because as you are making an appointment, and we have a 24-hour delay, so you don't make an appointment immediately, you make it at least the day before for the next day. When you do that, a lot of you know that when you come in, you had to wait on your files. That cuts that out. You don't want to spend the whole day there because time is money, and we're all very cognizant of that.
Customer Success Manager at Business Barbados, Sonia Marville Carter. Meanwhile, the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Energy and Business, Kevin Hunt, announced that Business Barbados will be changing location in the new year to better facilitate services.
We are focused on service delivery. We have a board that is very robust, very business-oriented, and they are holding the feet of the staff to the fire. Working initially to innovate customer service and service delivery is the first thing that is on the mind and the focus of Business Barbados. And you saw some minor changes taking place in July 2025. But those changes were hampered by the limitation of size in our existing location. But with that, we want to let you know that by the end of quarter one, 2026, Business Barbados will be in a new location. And that new location will be able to facilitate all of the layout and structural design to facilitate service delivery to you in the way that we imagine that you would want it done.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Energy and Business, Kevin Hunt. CIBC has rewarded three Barbadians for the work they've been quietly doing in their communities. Speaking during the award ceremony yesterday, CIBC Head of Country Kimar Polya said the program, which originally ran from 2003 to 2013 and recognizes individuals who make a difference without seeking recognition, was revived to show that heroes can come from among ordinary people. Director of the Barbados Sea Turtle Project, Carla Daniel, was named the 2025 CIBC Unsung Hero, while Operations Manager at the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Rosanna Tudor, and retired teacher George Francis were second and third, respectively.
We are very proud today for our hero, Ms. Carla Daniel, to win. She's won $10,000. But in addition to Carla, we also have our first and second runner-up, who won $5,000 and $1,500, respectively. This is a program that we started, we rekindled this year, and we are eagerly looking forward to doing it next year. We are sensitive to the times that we live in and what's happening in our society. And I think it was very, very important in this year that we said, look, we want to show our people the good that's happening in our communities and support that good work. So hence, we made the decision to restart the Unsung Heroes program. We didn't want to reinvent the wheel. We did it successfully for 10 years, and there were a lot of good works we recognized. And we said, look, you know, this was a great program that we ran. Let's do it again.
CIBC Head of Country, Kimar Polias. The Ministry of Educational Transformation reports that plans are underway to introduce chess in primary and secondary schools to strengthen students' critical thinking. Speaking at the launch of the Maria Holder Early Childhood Development Center of Excellence, Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman, highlighted the success of countries that adopted similar initiatives, linking them to technological advancement.
Like our counterparts in Asia, we'll be rolling out a program to teach chess at a later stage in the primary education. The idea is, with the introduction of chess in school, particularly from primary right up to secondary, is to ensure that our children have the ability to think ahead 5, 6, and 7 steps before any move that they make in life. When you look at China, when you look at South Korea, when you look at Japan, when you look at Malaysia, when you look at Singapore, those are the societies who continue to advance in technology. Their GDPs, of course, are growing at an astronomical rate, but they're societies who have embedded in their systems chess. And chess helps you to navigate different contexts and scenarios.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. The United States says Haiti and the international community must work together to deal with the terrorist gangs operating in the country following last weekend's massacre that left more than 40 people dead. Criminal groups affiliated with the coalition Vive Ensemble are being blamed for the massacre as they fired indiscriminately at residents they accused of being police informants. Houses have been burned, and according to witnesses, the attack was in retaliation for the death of Vladimir Pierre, alias Vlad, the second leader of the Cabaret Gang, and several of his men killed on September 7th during clashes with law enforcement. Tensions remain high, with residents fearing a new wave of executions. The delegation of the European Union and the French and Spanish embassies in Haiti have also strongly condemned the attack. Recapping the headlines. A former legislator and political scientist hails Jeffrey Bostick's nomination for president of Barbados. Barbados Business rolls out new customer service systems to cut wait times. CIBC relaunches Unsung Heroes program and rewards 3 Barbadians for community services. And the international community has condemned the latest massacre in Haiti. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.